Oftentimes, people feel a sense of hope. They're impressed that they are being heard without being called names. And there's a guided format that we follow that helps people to realize, oh, civility is possible, rather than what people typically see on the media in terms of polarization that is reflecting or contributing to the mood of the country politically.
Do you see that there's a hunger to get beyond this vitriol we're seeing from Twitter, from social media, and people just want to feel like their views are respected?
Oh, absolutely. That's a basic human need that we all have, which is to be acknowledged, to be validated, and respected. The U.S. Constitution was based on compromise. We are red and blue together and every shade in between. We've got lots of independents, people from the Green Party, libertarians, etc., independents. So our goal is to help people realize that the power is in your hands to promote civility and to strengthen our democracy rather than contribute to an attitude that, oh, because you're this color, I can't talk to you, or all people of this color politically think and feel this way, which is not true because there's lots of variations that come out in our workshops where people realize, oh, this person might be fiscally conservative yet socially progressive, and or vice versa. If we can hate people simply because of the way they voted, it's kind of like hating somebody simply because of their religion or the color of their skin.
John, when you organize these events, I'd imagine you might get a few people who are a little pumped up about their particular viewpoint, and sometimes things may get a little hot. Tell me what kind of mood there is during these sessions.
These are structured directions, so that way there is a guided path to follow. And we tell people right up front, these workshops are about listening and learning. They're not about arguing and debating. A lot of us realize that a lot of rhetoric that people run in their heads is kind of like self-fulfilling belief systems. We all want to reinforce the things that we believe. And a lot of our beliefs come because of our background and sort of like religion or where we are in environmentally, who was around us, how we were raised, etc. And it's important for us to recognize when we're running those beliefs to the point where it interferes with our ability to hear somebody and allow somebody to have differences of opinions and still be okay with them. It's okay that we're different. We also search for common values, which is where the real rubber meets the road.
What do you really expect to come out of this one? It's such small numbers of people that you touch directly, but there's such a vast system of yelling and animosity and vitriol out there. Do you think you really make any kind of a difference in the long run?
Better Angels has 6,000 members. We've done 271 workshops, 951 volunteers. It's okay for us to come from different places. The idea is to find common ground.
John Wolf is with Better Angels. The group will be at Tampa tonight. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Steve.